Now, can we just look at the last, Steve, can you hook me up? Let's look at that last stanza again of that song.
让我们再来看一看，就是这首诗歌的最后一节。
Sorry to make it all messed up for you. But that was just, this is powerful, is it not?
这首诗歌非常的有力。
And man, I just wanted to just let that sink in for a moment.
希望我们能够稍微花点时间把这首诗歌真正的吸收。
Because I feel that oftentimes when we come on a Sunday,
因为我觉得很多时候我们礼拜天来到这个地方，
we may not outwardly show it. We may not outwardly, why Biao?
我们外表上并不能显示出来。
But sometimes this is exactly what's going on the inside, isn't it?
但就像这首诗歌所描述的，就是在我们内心就是这样子。
So I just want us to camp on this for a moment.
那我就想希望大家能够再看一看这些字眼字句。
And thank you, choir, again for introducing that song to us.
我们再次感谢我们诗歌班为我们唱这首。
I wanted to sing it with them.
我想要和他们一块唱。
But I don't really know the song.
但是我又不知道怎么唱。
I think I funk out a little bit at the end there. You know, you kind of like, you know, kind of mess up the timing because they have that, you know. But maybe, Chairman, if it's okay, maybe we can sing the song at the end. Maybe something, right? You guys like the song?You guys want to try to sing it later? All right, amen.
那我们聚会结束之前再唱一遍这首歌。
He's always there, hearing every prayer.
只要亲近主，你就得应许永不更改。
He's faithful and true.
永不更改。
He's faithful and true.
他是
You know every Chinese, right?
Yeah, it's different.
It's okay. He's walking by our side.
我们日日与主同行。
And in his love we hide all the day through.
在主慈爱中，我们日日与主同行，永不离开。
And when you get discouraged,
当你灰心失望的时候，
just remember what to do.
你要记得，你要必听，他必听你祷告。
Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you.
亲近主耶稣，他正在呼唤你。
Let's reach out to Jesus, shall we?
让我们一起亲近主耶稣。
Father, we thank you for the beauty and the power, sometimes even the simplicity of music.
父啊，我们感谢，就是我们为音乐而感谢你。
And I thank you that there are writers who spend time to make words so impactful for our soul.
我们为这些写下如此有力、如此美妙的音乐的人，而感谢你。
The song can be sung many ways.
歌可以用很多的方式唱出来。
But the lyrics hit us just the same.
但是，这些歌词对我们的影响是如此的深刻。
We pray that as we come together as one body.To worship you together.
我们祷告，我们大家聚在一起，以一个肢体，来崇拜你。
I pray that together we are reaching out to you.
我们一起向你靠近。
As you have always been reaching out to us.
就像你一直也在向我们靠近。
Prepare our hearts to be fed by your words this morning, O Lord.
请你预备我们的心，我们可以聆听你的话语。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We are kicking off today a brand new series.
从今天开始呢，我们要讲一个新的系列。
And this series is entitled "Building a Family Blessed by God."
这个系列的题目就是建造一个蒙神祝福的家庭。
It's a series that will take us all the way through, I forgot the month, May.
那这个系列呢，从现在开始一直会讲到五月份。
And I ask that you have a prayerful heart in this process.
在这个过程中呢，我希望大家都能有一颗用一颗祷告的心。
And pray not only for yourself,
不仅仅为你自己祷告。
But be praying for those brothers and sisters sitting around you.
也为你周围的兄弟姐妹们祷告。
Even this morning, just whisper a prayer to the Lord for the people sitting next to you, that they too may be blessed by God's word.
就像今天早上，你也可以轻声的为我们周围的兄弟姐妹们祷告，希望他们也蒙神的祝福。
About 20 years ago, I had a chance to start working with the youth at church.
大概就是二十年前左右，就是我开始了，就是和我们教会，我开始就是服侍我们教会的年轻人。
20 years ago, I feel so old.
已经有二十年了，我觉得我已经好像感觉比较老了。
And there was a boy at that time who was part of this church.
那个时候呢，有个男孩是我们教会的一员。
He's part of the youth group.
也是我们就是年轻人团契的一员。
His family did not come regularly.
他的家里人呢，一般就是不是通常会来。
But his mother and his father did come occasionally.
他的父母偶尔会来一次。
This was a pretty smart and bright young man.
这是一个非常聪明的年轻人。
And he would often come to talk with me.
他呢通常也会来找我谈话。
And so I figured, I think this is a chance for me to learn how to work with youth.
我也知道就是这是给我神给我的一个机会，就是我可以如何跟年轻人一起工作。
I'm going to learn to listen to him.
我也学习如何去聆听他。
I learned to care for him.
我学习如何照顾他。
Try to bring him guidance from God's word.
我也学习就是能够把他让神带领他，让他向神靠近。
And pray together with him.
我和他也一起祷告。
But over time,
但是一段时间以后，
I began to see that although he had this desire to grow in his faith,
虽然呢，我知道他有这种渴望，就是他希望才在信心上能够成长。
He had a lot of problems and obstacles that were hindering his faith, and these.Problems and these obstacles were coming from his family.
但是同时呢，他也从他的家庭当中呢受到了一些阻碍。
Sometimes at night he would actually call me on the phone to talk.
有时候晚上他会打电话给我，希望和我谈话。
This is, you know, 20 years ago. It's like before cell phones, I think, right? Before cell phones.
那个时候就是二十年之前，大概手机还不普及的时候。
So he was calling me through the landline, you know, like you know the there's a cord and everything.
他是从那个家里的座机给我打电话。
And so sometimes we talk on the phone, and he's really discouraged. I'm just trying to encourage this young man.
有时候呢，他在电话里呢显得非常的灰心，那我试着鼓励他。
But remember, it's a landline.
但是你要记得，这个是就是我们以前用的座机，家里用的。
And so occasionally his mom would pick up the phone.
有时候呢，
他们 remember that, you know, when you're older, like other people would just pick up the phone.
他们妈妈呢也会把电话拿起来。
And sometimes his mom would start arguing with him while I'm listening on the phone.
有时候他妈妈就在电话里跟他吵起架来。
And then she would say like, "Who are you talking to?"
他就会问你和谁在讲话。
And then, he's, you know, Alex, one of the counselors at church.
那他就说是我们教会的那个青年导师。
And she would say, sorry, Alex.
那他就向我们道歉。
But over time,
但是一次又一次，
she would start to pick up the phone when he's talking to me.
他就开始就是我们在谈话的时候，他就会把电话拿起来听。
So that she could talk to me.
所以他也可以讲话中间。
And she would start to tell me their problems at home.
她呢就开始和我讲一些就是他们家里的问题。
And she would very specifically talk to me about this boy's father.
她呢特别的就是提到就是这个男孩子的父亲。
And how this relationship that this father had with the son, this father's personality and characteristics and his flaws were hurting his son.
他也提到就是他的这位男孩子和他父亲的关系，还有也提到他父亲的一些个性啊或者缺点什么的。
And 这个影响到他儿子。
那这些东西呢，都影响到影响了他的儿子。
She was telling me how it was negatively affecting her son.
嗯，他也提到就是他父亲的这些身上的这些东西呢，都以不好的方式影响到他的儿子。
And I agreed.
那我也同意他的说法。
I was able to see the direct influence of the father that was just coming out in the son.
因为我也从这个儿子的身上看到了从父亲身上来的影响。
But what the mother didn't realize,
但是这位母亲没有意识到的是
was that I was slowly able to see how she herself was in many ways negatively affecting her son.
这位母亲没有意识到的是，我也慢慢的开始注意到，就是这位母亲，对这位儿子的影响，在一些负面的影响。
But she didn't realize it.
但是她并没有意识到。
I also started to think about my own life.
然后我就开始想到我自己的生活。
And how my parents may have affected me.
我也想到就是我的父母或许也在某种程度上如何影响了我。
Or maybe how I have affected them.
或者我在某种程度上也影响了他们。
I didn't recognize it then.
我那时候没有意识到。
But even when I began working with the youth at the church,
在我开始和就是为青年团契服侍的时候
I was actually working with the whole family.
我其实没有意识到我其实是在为整个家庭服侍。
And you know what really got me the most one time?
但是就是有一次就是真正的让我感受到的是
this young boy was talking to me.
这位男孩子跟我说
And he said, what's missing from my family?
我的家庭里缺少了什么呢
？Why is my family so messed up？
为什么我觉得我的家庭好像是一乱七八糟，一团糟糕
？But you know what? From an external perspective，
但是从我是从一个外人的角度来看
，You probably couldn't tell。
你或许看不出来。
When the mother came。
当母亲来的时候
when she came to church,
当她来到教会的时候
when the father occasionally came to church,
当这位父亲也偶然来教会的时候
you couldn't tell that the family was broken and in pain.
你并不能看出来这个家庭是破碎的是痛苦的。
They appeared to be a very regular family.
他们在表面上看起来是一个非常普通的家庭。
Some might even looked at them and said, I think this is a very successful family.
对有些人来说，这个家庭可能看上去是非常一个成功的家庭。
What is missing, though, from my family is what he asked.
那这位男孩子就在问，我的家庭里缺少了什么呢
？And what I should have answered him.
我也觉得我应该是这样回答他的。
But I didn't see it clearly at that time.
但是我那个时候呢，并没有看得很清楚。
What I should have said.
但是我知道我应该这样子说。
Was your family is not the only one missing something?
我应该跟他说，你的家庭并不是唯一的家庭，缺少了一些什么。
Because there's something missing from all of our families.
因为我们每一个的家庭都缺少了一点。
What I've come to see and realize over all these years.
我在这些年所看到的。
Is that that's the case with all of us?
这是其实我们每一个家庭都是这样子。
Even if we can't see it.
虽然我们有时候看不到
or even if we don't have the courage to talk about it
有时候甚至我们也不想涉及这个话题
when it comes to each of our families there is brokenness and incompleteness
但是我们知道我们的家庭有非常多的破碎和不完整
so I have to ask the question then
所以我就这样问了一个问题
why has the familygone off track.
那为什么家庭偏离了轨道呢
？Why is there so much brokenness and incompleteness when it comes to our families?
那为什么在家庭当中我们会看到如此多的破碎和不完整呢
？And the answer to this is so important.
那其实这个答案是非常重要的。
And that is one of the reasons why we are starting this series on the family.
那其实这就是其中一个原因我们想要开始讲这个家庭的这个系列。
But there's an even greater reason, there's even a more important reason why we, Pastor James and I, feel led to preach on the family.
但是我们知道，其实有一个更重要原因，我们要想讲一讲这方面的那个这个系列。
And it's because the family is so important to the heart of God.
因为我们知道家庭对神来说是非常的重要的。
And over all of these years,
经过这么多年
，Pastor James and I have seen.
James 长老和我两个人同时都看到。
That the greatest area of Christian struggle is with the family.
我们作为基督徒最大的挣扎其实就是家庭。
The family is supposed to be the place where Christians can have the greatest impact for God.
其实家庭应该对我们信徒来说是对信徒来说是家庭是一个应该是一个最有影响的地方。
Marriage and family relationships.
婚姻和家庭关系。
They're supposed to be the place where Christians can really, really show the love of Christ.
其实婚姻和家庭关系这两方面其实是对基督徒来说是从这两方面我们可以显示神的爱。
And yet it remains to be the area of greatest struggle for Christians, isn't it?
但是对我们很多基督徒来说，这两方面其实是我们最大的挣扎。
Instead of being the sweetest relationships for God,
婚姻和家庭应该是对神来说是最甜美的关系。
But it ends up being the place where there's so much brokenness and pain.
但是呢，它并非如此。往往很多时候，婚姻和家庭呢都有很多的破碎和痛苦。
And so I want to be very honest with you.
所以我想很诚恳的跟你说。
That this topic affects each and every one of us.
那我们今天讲的这个主题会影响到我们当中的每一个人。
Even though some of you are sitting there already with reservations.
我知道你们当中有些人坐在那里的已经有很大很大很多的保留。
Well, I don't have a spouse.
你或许会说我并没有结婚。
Or I don't have a spouse anymore.
或者我结婚了可能已经离婚了。
Well, I don't have kids.
我没有孩子。
Well, my kids are already grown up and out of the house.
或者说我的孩子已经长大了已经离开我们了。
Why are these two guys going to preach on this?
那他们俩为什么还对我来讲这个家庭的
This series doesn't even really apply to me.
因为这些跟我并没有什么太大的关系了。
But yes.
但是
Yes, it does.
但是它跟你其实还有有关系。
Because as we are going to preach through this topic of the family from God's word,
那我们呢想用就是通过神的话语来讲一讲这个家庭。
We're going to see that the heart of God for the family is not a picture perfect photograph of a family.
那我们也看到就是神的心对这个家庭呢并不是一个完美的一个图案。
The picture of God's heart for the family is not just aphotograph of a family walking on the beach.
那神对家庭描述的这个图案呢对家庭这个概念呢并不是说一个家庭在海滩散步。
Right, you've seen those perfect photographs that people send out for Christmas.
你有没有看到就是我们看到那些完美的照片我们拍的一些完美的照片。
We have like the perfect father and mother and a son and a daughter and they're walking their dog and they're all holding hands at the beach with the sun going down.
这些完美的照片里就是一位父亲一位母亲和两个孩子还有一只狗在海边散步。
And we see that picture and we go,My family doesn't really look like that.
那我们看到那些照片的时候，就会想，我的家庭并不是这样子的。
And you know those people who send you that Christmas card?
特别你也知道，就是这些我们用这种照片作为圣诞的贺卡。
And you're like, your family doesn't really look like that.
我们看到这些照片的时候，我们也知道你的家庭并不是看上去并不是这样的。
When we talk about family, that's not the picture.
当我们谈到家庭的时候并不是一个照片
It's not about picture perfectness
并不是一个完美的照片
Rather, each of us have family members
我们每个人都有家庭成员。
You may not be close to them.
或许你和你的家庭成员并不是很亲近。
You may not even live near them.
或许你住的不是那么近。
Some of them may not even be still alive.
或许你家人有些已经去世了。
But we have all had a mother and a father.
但是我们所有的人都有一位母亲，有一位
父亲。Maybe a sister or brother and relatives.
或许有位兄弟或姐妹和还有其他的亲戚。
And we may not have family that's all around us.
我们或许呢，我们的家人呢，并不在我们周围。
But I'll tell you what.
但是我要告诉你。
Each of us have been deeply, deeply affected.By our family members.
但是我们每一位呢，都是被家人所深深的影响的。
We've been affected deeply by family members in good ways.
在好的方面呢，我们也被家人影响。
And we have been affected by family members in some not so good ways.
那有些不好的方面呢，我们也是被家人影响的。
We've all been shaped, haven't we?By our family members.
我们呢都是其实都是被家人深深的被塑造的。
Your whole character has been chiseled out to be who you are because of them.
其实你的个性呢就是被他们给雕琢出来的。
Again, both in very wonderful ways.
再一次就是也有在好的方面。
But in other ways,They've hurt you as a person so much.
但另外一方面呢，他们或许呢也伤害过你。
But you might not even recognize what it has done to you.
或许呢，你还没有真正的就是认识到你家人所对你造成的影响。
So as shepherds,
作为牧者
，we've been praying for each of you in this series.
我们呢，就是为你们其中的为你们当中的每一位祷告。
That each of us here will be open to God's heart in the matter.
我们希望就是我们当中每一位呢，都能把你的心向神敞开。
That God would both reveal and He would heal.
希望神来向我们显示，并且来医治我们。
Others of you.You're so familiar with the brokenness and the hurt of your family that I know that you are hesitant to even hear this series.
我知道你们当中或许有些人呢，就是被家庭深深的伤害了，你甚至有些害怕听到这方面的信息。
Because even as you think about the word family and family relationships.
我也知道就是当你听到这个字眼家庭或者家庭关系这些字眼的时候
Even as you begin to think of the lack that you have in your family
当你想到你在你家庭中所缺乏的
Or the current brokenness or pain that you are feeling with regards to the family
或许你现在正在经历的就是从家庭当中带来的痛苦
You're thinking, please don't talk about this.
我知道你可能在想请你不要谈及这方面的话题。
This is going to hurt too much.
因为这对我的伤害太大了。
There's too much pain in the word family for me.
当我一听到这个家庭这个字眼的时候，就觉得非常的痛苦。
And I want you to know that Pastor James and I have been praying for you too.
我希望你们知道，就是 James 长老和我已经就是一直在为你们祷告。
And that first and foremost, you would recognize that you are not alone.
我希望第一点就是你们能够认识到，就是你并不孤独。
Because you may have one area of your family that is so broken.
或许在你家庭的某一方面，你觉得是非常的就是破碎。
But that there's other families.That have other areas that are just as broken too.
但你也要相信，就是其他的家庭在其他各方面也有破碎的。
So I want you to know that you are not alone. Even though even using this phrase family, it brings a lot of pain and bad emotions for you.
所以我希望你能够意识到，就是你并不是孤独的，其他人也是，也或许也有和你同样的经历。
And I want you to believe, and you may not believe this, but even as elders, as pastors, that our families and our upbringings in the past and in the current, we too have areas of brokenness and pain.
所以我也希望你们相信，就是作为牧者来说，我们的家庭曾经和现在都有都有破碎的地方，都有痛苦的地方。
But our goal in this series is not just to show us where there are cracks in our home or where our homes have been built on a bad foundation.
但是我们的目的呢，并不是说要我们一定要我们看到，就是我们的家庭的破裂在哪里破裂。或者我们的家庭是建立在一个不好的基础上。
But our hope through these sermons is not just to show it, but actually through these sermons, we together are being brought to Jesus.
我们希望呢，我们不仅仅能够看到这些破裂之处，但是我们的更大的希望呢，就是我们能把大家一起带到耶稣面前来。
Because even your shepherds, we look to the good shepherd.
因为甚至作为你们的牧者，我们也要看我们也要仰望我们的大牧者。
And because Jesus' goal in coming was not just to show us of our brokenness.
因为耶稣的来和去不仅仅是要显示给我们看我们的破碎之处。
But the reason why Jesus came was to heal us of our brokenness. Amen.
那耶稣来到我们中间的理由是因为是要医治我们。
And so we're going to see through this series that God's desire is to help us in many cases rebuild our families.
那通过这个系列呢，我们希望能够看到就是当我们建立我们家庭的时候，神是会帮我们的。
That just as he came to redeem me,
就像他来到我们当中来拯，他来到来拯救赎我，拯救我一样。
His goal in redeeming me is to also redeem those relationships in my family.
他救赎我的目的就是要救赎我周我和我周围的这些关系。
That's why this series is so important for us.
所以我觉得这就是因为这个为什么这个系列对我们来说是如此的重要。
So I...implore you, I beseech you that we would join together even now to just pray to God and say, God, bless this church with this series. Can you do that?
那我希望大家都能够和我一样，就是请神来就是祝福我们。我们讲这个系列的时候
，that God will meet us where we are.
那希望神能跟我与我们同在。
That we, like that song says, we need to reach out to Him.
就像这首诗歌说的，我们要向神靠近。
But we know that He's already been reaching out to us.
但是我们也知道，神其实一直在向我们靠近。
So I'll ask these questions again.
那我就想再问一次这些问题。
Because this is the key question.
因为这些是非常重要的关键的问题。
Why has the family gone off track?
为什么家庭偏离了轨道呢？
Why has our family?Always been the place where the enemy of God wants to attack us.
为什么我们的家庭是神的敌人想要攻击我们的地方呢？
Why is it that when we are within our families, we are so vulnerable to struggling in our faith?
为什么在我们的家庭当中，我们觉得我们的信心在一直受到打击呢？
And why are our families so broken and incomplete?
为什么我们的家庭是如此的破碎和不完整呢？
This week I came across a verse in the psalm that I just want us to go there. Can we just read it together?
让我们来一起看诗篇当中的一段经文。
And I'm not going to just fully unpack this whole chapter today.
我们今天呢不会讲整个章节。
This chapter really, you know, these two really, 127, 128 do apply to the family. But turn your Bibles to Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇。
Psalm 127, we're going to look at the first part of verse 1 first.
我们先来看一看就是第一节的前半部分。
And I'm just going to read it for you.Actually, I want us to read it together. Just the first part, the first sentence of 127. Let's read it in English and in Chinese together. We're just going to or Spanish, whatever version you have. Let's just read it out loud. We're going to just say it. We're going to read this part together. Let's do this. One, two, three. Unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it labor in vain. You see that? The psalm right here kicks off and gives us a very important perspective that we all need for our families.
那在诗篇的这一段经文当中 我们就看到他给我们非常的一个重要的方面 讲到家庭的重要的方面
Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain.
若不是耶和华建造房屋 建造的人就枉然劳力
The word here for house
那这个字就是房屋这个字
That refers to the dwelling in which the family dwells in. Right? Okay, so it refers to the building in which the family dwells in.
这是指一个建筑物,
but the point here is not talking about the physical structure or the building.
但是我们在这里呢,
it's actually talking about the family that dwells in it.
它呢其实是讲这个住在这个里面的家庭。
Because the verse 1 even continues, you can see it up here.
你看到第一节后面还有,
Unless the Lord watches over this city, the watchmen stay awake in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池,
so that the reader of this psalm would naturally ask, why is the house being built if not for the family?
那我们就会很自然的就问这个问题，就是，如果不是为了这些家庭，为什么要建造房屋呢？
Why are the watchers at the gate watching the gates if not to protect the families that live within the gates?
那这些看守的人为什么要看守这个城呢？如果不是为了保护住在这里面的人呢？
This phrase right here is telling us why our families are so broken down.
那这几节经文就告诉我们为什么我们的家庭是如此的破碎。
Unless the Lord, Yahweh, builds the house, those who build it labor in vain.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord builds the family.
若不是耶和华建造房屋,
all your effort, all your planning, all your energy that you have spent on building your family your way is all for nothing.
如果不是耶和华建造房屋，你所花的精力、时间都是徒劳的。
It's in vain.
它是徒劳的。
You see, this verse gives us the image that something is being built.
我们在这段经文里就可以看到一个图案，就是有一样东西被建造起来。
That's why even our AV guys who designed the title slide for the series, they used a picture of what? Did you see it? Did you guys see it? What was it? What was a picture of? A blueprint. Wow, see, AV team, that was great. Right? It's a blueprint.
我们就是管我们这个... 幻灯片的就是他在设计的时候 right. 就那个图案
It's not the picture of that perfect family at the beach with their dog
他并没有用那个就是完美的一个那个照片一个完美的家庭
But what we want to actually go back to is more of the blueprint, the design
所以就像我们那个幻灯片一样的就是我们用蓝色的这个蓝图
蓝图 What did you say, Lensa? That's blue. Oh, Lensa. Good, right? Because we see this picture of something that needs to be built up.
我们看到就是这个景象，就是有一样东西被建造起来。
As we build something up, as something is being erected,
我们看到就是有东西被建造架起来。
This psalm is telling us, even as the psalm begins with God,
那这诗篇就告诉我们，诗篇也是从神开始的。
The design then of your family has to begin with God.
那你家庭,
with me?
那你家庭的建造呢，也是应该从神开始。
Okay? The psalm starts with God.
在诗篇上，我们看到是从神开始。
And that's where we gotta start.
那我们也是应该从神开始。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because the family began with God.
因为家庭是从神而神开始的。
The family began with God.
家庭是从神开始的。
He's the designer.
神是那位设计师。
The blueprint belongs to him.
这个蓝图是属于他的。
The family was God's idea.
家庭其实是神的主意。
Marriage was God's idea.
婚姻也是神的主意。
Society is God's idea.
同样，我们的社会也是。
Marriage is not something that mankind came up with.
婚姻其实不是从人类来的。
It was God's idea.
是从神而来的。
It was there from the very beginning.
是从起初就有的。
You want to see that?
你想要看一看吗
？Let's go to the beginning.
让我们来看到，
Love
把圣经翻到，创世纪。
You got to go to the section of your Bible that's still crispy, the crispy part of your Bible, right? Because you don't turn to it very often. We got to go to the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1. Just go to chapter 1.
我们来看创世纪第一章。
In chapter 1, you have the creation of.The whole universe.
我们也看到就是整个宇宙的创造。
You have the creation of man and woman.
我们也看到就是男人和女人的创造。
So we're going to look at Genesis chapter 127.
我们来看创世纪第一章第二十七节。
It says, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created him. Then.
第二十七节，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Wow, right there. Both man and woman were created in God's image.
所以男人和女人都是按照神的形象造的。
We could go in so many directions with that, can't we? Like that is so rich. We're going to come back to it.
我们看到这段非常非常丰富的。
But right now, I want to turn to Genesis 2.
我们来看创世纪第二章。
And in Genesis 2, I want to show you how God established marriage.
我想要让你看到看看就是神是如何建造婚姻的创造婚姻的。
How it was God's idea.
其实是神的心、okay. 婚姻其实是神的心意。
But remember, so let's just look at chapter 1 and 2. Remember as God was creating things.
在第一章和第二章里面讲到神在创造事物。
Seven times.
有七次。
After God created something,
当神创造了一样东西
the Bible says that God saw it,
经文上说神看着
and what? God saw that it was good.
经文说神看着是好的
Okay, you guys know the crispy part, right? God saw it and it was good.
神看着是好的
You see it in chapter 1, verse 3, right? Let there be light, God says, and there was light, and God saw that the light was good.
就在第一章第三节也有说到神说要有光就有了光神看着光是好的。
That's all through chapter 1.
在第一章里都有提到。
But as we go now to Genesis chapter 2,
让我们来看第二章。
Now, for the first time, something is not.
在第二章里我们看到第一次看到有一样东西是不好的
This is the first introduction of something that God says is not good
这是第一次在经文里提到 有一样东西是不好的
And what does it say?
那怎么说的呢
The Lord God said it is not good that the man should be alone so I will make a helper fit for him
2:18.
All these things that God created was good.
神所创造的一切都是好的。
Now, for the first time, God says something is not good in the neighborhood.
那第一次神提到说有一样东西不好。
And it's not good for this man that I created to be alone.
那就是神就是说我创造的那人独居不好。
So I'm going to establish something.
所以他神要再造一样东西。
I'm going to make a helper that's suitable for him.
我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Oh man, this is so loaded.
这段经文非常的。
So loaded, but I can't talk about it anymore. Because we're going to, Pastor James and I, we're going to keep coming back to Genesis 2, okay?
因为我们以后会经常回来看这段经文。
Because I can't give it all away. Pastor James is going to be mad at me. Hey, wait a second, I'm preaching on that next week, okay? So we're going to keep coming back to Genesis 2 because the blueprints are here, okay?
我们以后会经常回到这段经文。
But what you need to see, at least right now,
但是我希望你现在能够看到的是,
is that God established marriage.
神其实已经创造了婚姻。
Because you know what's crazy? As God was going to find a helper suitable for him.
因为在这里看到神说我要为他造一个配偶。
Right, the next few verses is like talking about the animals.
然后接下来这段经文都是讲一些动物。
That would suck if God looked around at all the animals and like, oh, this one works for, hey, this could be a suitable helper, this gorilla. This chimpanzee.
那接下来这段经文都是讲到动物，如果 如果神在动物当中选一个，为人选一个配偶。
But actually, the next few verses said that none of the animals qualify as Adam's helper.
但经文上也提到说,
the Lord, hallelujah.
没有一样动物是能够给亚当做助手的。
So God creates a woman.
所以呢，神就创造了女人。
Eve.
她的名字叫做夏娃。
Out of Adam's rib while he was asleep.
在夏娃熟睡的时候取了夏娃的肋骨造的。
So you see that? God wanted to make sure that the idea of marriage was his, so he made sure that this dumb man was asleep.
神知道就是婚姻是神的心意,但是他要造女人的时候,他就是确定就是夏娃在,
because, you know, men are pretty thick-headed. We like to take credit for everything good.
我们也知道男人就是想每样东西都往自己身上拉功劳。
My wife has seen my pattern for the last 15 years.
我的妻子在我身上也看到这个特点。
Everything that happens wrong in the family,
如果家里有任何一样东西是不好的,
I am very quick to blame her.
我就马上就抱怨她。
Look what you did.
就问他,这都是你的原因。
But every time something goes good in the house,
如果有一些事情是好的话,
hey, thank God Dad's here.
那我就认为这是我的功劳。
God knows men are like that.
神知道我们男人是这样子的。
So he had to make sure we were asleep.
所以神知道我们男人是这样, 所以他要确定我们在熟睡的时候。
To create marriage for us.
他就建造了婚姻。
Dude, brother, this is not your idea.
这不是我们人的主意。
It's my idea.
这是我的主意,这是我的心意。
I have a design for this.
我对这个已经有了一个设计。
But since it's not your idea,
这不是你的主意。
You can't follow your design.
所以你不能根据随心所欲,根据你的心思来做。
You got to follow my design.
你要根据我的心意,你要跟随我的心意。
And it continues in verse 24.
在24节也继续。
Oh, this is crazy. Look at this. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast or cleave, join to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
第24节说, 因此人要离开父母,与妻子联合, 二人成为一体。
Oh, you see how cool that is?
你有没有看到? 这是多么美好。
What do you notice here?
你注意到了什么吗?
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother.
因此人要离开父母。
Guess what? There was no mother or father at the time yet.
那个时候并没有,还没有父母。
There's not even children yet.
还没有孩子。
And God creates this concept.
那神已经创造了这个概念。
Hey, you, knucklehead.
神已经跟我们讲。
这个蠢的人,笨的人说, hey, look, I'm making this thing up called a mother and a father.
那神其实已经提出了这个父母的这个概念那个时候。
And when you leave the mother and father and you cleave and you be joined together with your spouse, you become a new family unit.
你要离开父亲与母亲和你的妻子联合成为一个新的单元。
there is a big picture. Ooh, see, this is, I can't talk about this here. I can't talk about it. It's too good. It's too big. We got to save it. We got to save it for later.
我们有没有看到这幅图案看上去非常非常的美好?
There's a picture of leaving and cleaving, and that begins a new family unit. Oh, this is beautiful.
你有没有看到这个离开的景象，还有与妻子联合的景象?
God is creating marriage.
你有没有看到神就是在创造婚姻?
But see, I wanted us to go back to the beginning.
我希望大家能够就是来到起初的时候看一看。
To show you simply that all of this is God's blueprint.
希望大家能够看到这所有的一切都是神的蓝图。
That God has a design because the idea was His.
因为神已经有了这个心意，有了这个创造。
That's why even as we begin and kick off this very first sermon in this whole sermon series, we have to start with God.
所以我们其实在开始这个系列的信息之前，我们一定要从神这里开始。
We have to recognize that God is the divine architect.
我们一定要意识神就是这位神圣的建筑师。
That God is the designer.
神是这位建筑师。
So if we want to figure out how a marriage can be blessed,
那如果你想知道我们的婚姻如何能够被神祝福呢?
If you want to look at how a family ought to be blessed,
那你如果想要知道我们的家庭如何才能蒙福呢?
We go back to the designer.
我们一定要来到这个神的面前。
Because if we don't learn from the designer,
如果我们不从我们这位建造者那里学习的话,
if we go to this architect like most of us go to architects today,
如果我们就像我们今天如果我们需要造房子来找建筑师的话,
we're going to make a big mistake.
我们呢将会犯一个非常大的错误。
I don't know how many of you are architects out there.
我不知道我们当中在座的有没有建筑师。
Any architects?
有没有建筑师?
Okay. I've talked to some architects.
我曾经也和一些建筑师谈过话。
I used to have a business sector that worked with architects and engineers.
我以前就是有一批生意是和建筑师和工程师一块联合作的。
And architects would always say one of their biggest sources of frustration.
那这些建筑师通常会告诉我们他们最灰心或最泄气的一个方面是什么呢?
People go to the architect to look for a design.
有些人呢就是来找这位建筑师。
Hey, I want to build out an additional room to my house.
比如说我要再加盖一个房间。
I want to have this design, I'm going to you as an architect.
我来找到这位建筑师。
And the architects always say, you know what always happens?
那这些建筑师都跟我说，你知道，通常会怎样吗？
The customers always just tell us what to do.
其实我们的顾客这些来找我们的人通常会告诉我们应该怎么做。The
customer came to you with a design idea. I want you to have a design idea.
这些人来找我们之前，其实心里其实都有了一个形象了。But
I'm going to tell you really what I want you to do.
他们是应该让建筑师来帮助他们设计，但是他们往往就是自己来找建筑师之前，他们的内心已经有一个。
I want to put my hand on your pen.
他其实就是来告诉建筑师说，我要用你的笔。
I have my agenda.
我已经有我的那个打算了。
But the city just needs your stamp on it.
但是呢，城市呢就是需要你盖个章。
And architects go, you don't even know what you're talking about.
那建筑师会跟他说，你其实并不知道自己在讲什么。
The plumbing can't even work that way.
这些下水道像你这样讲的话，并不就是都不能工作。
The electrical is going to have issues that way.
那这些电路都会出错。
The house will collapse.
那房子可能也会倒塌。
Because you're an idiot.
因为你并不懂。
And you didn't study this.
你并没有就学习关于如何建造房屋。
And if we approach family like that,
我们呢就是也接触过这样的类似的家庭。
If we go to the architect and say, no, we want to do it our way, just stamp it for me.
如果我们去找一位建筑师跟他说，我要你就是按照我的方式做，但是我要需要你盖个章。
We're going to make a grave mistake.
那我们也知道我们犯了一个非常非常严重的错误。
And that's the problem we see in Genesis 2.
那在 创世纪第二章里，我们就看到了我们人类所犯的这个错误。
Right after Genesis 2, right after God gave the design.
那在创世纪第二章以后，就是神已经给了我们这个设计。
What do we see in Genesis chapter 3?
我们在第三章看到了什么
？What happened in Genesis 3?
第三章我们看到了什么在
？Starts with S. Sin.
我们就看到了罪。
They wanted sin is wanting to go your own way.
他们犯了罪，因为他们想按照自己的方式走。
And sin stained and broke that beautiful relationship that was supposed to be there.
罪呢玷污并且破坏了我们这个美好的关系。
You see, Genesis chapter 2 is God's design for this beautiful relationship.
在第二章里，我们看到神对神对这个美好的关系的创造。
What relationship is that?
那这是一种什么关系呢
？It's a relationship with Him.
这是一种和神的一种关系。
And the relationship between a man and a wife.
这是男人和女人之间的关系。
And a father and a mother.
父亲和母亲之间的关系。
And all the relationships in the family.
所有在家庭当中的关系。
And God says, I have this design to bless you. It's so beautiful.
我设计的这一切是要来祝福你的，因为这一切都是美好的。
If you just trust in my ways,
如果只要你信靠我的心，
This is the way life is supposed to be.
那其实这就是生活所应该是这样子的。
But as soon as they sinned,
但是他们一旦犯了罪，
they not only broke the relationship with God.
他们不仅仅破坏了和神的关系，
but they broke the relationship with each other, right?
他们把相互之间的关系也都破坏了。
And that's what sin has done through the ages.
所以我们也看到，就是这就是罪恶所做的一切。
Sin has stained and broken the relationships with God and with each other.
那罪恶其实玷污并且破坏了我们和神的关系，并且破坏了我们与人与人之间的关系。
It's so sad, isn't it?
这是非常悲哀的一件事情。
And that's what happens, and that's why we continue to say, I want to do it my own way.
但是我们人类呢，仍旧继续在说，我要按照自己的方式。
I want to fix my family my own way.
我要按照自己的方式来修补我的家庭。
I want to do it my own way.
我要按照自己的心意行。
And for that,
为了这一点
we suffer.
我们就是我们遭受痛苦。
And we continue to propagate brokenness and incompleteness in the family.
所以我们的家庭也继续有破碎，继续有不完整。
But that's not the end of the story, is it?
但这并不是这个故事的结束。
We talk about this in the Sunday school a lot.
我们在我们的组织学里讲到过很多。
Because right here, right after they sinned,
在他们犯了罪以后
，right after they fell,
在他们堕落了以后
，God put His plan of redemption in place.
神就把他救赎的计划
，God put His rescue plan in place.
神就马上把他救赎的计划给了我们。
He said to the enemy of God, "You."Are cursed.
他和他神的敌人说，你是被诅咒的。
You will be doomed.
你是会失败的。
And right in the middle of Genesis.
在启示录中间。
Chapter three.
创世纪中间第三章第三节第三章的中间第五十五节。
Is called the Proto-Evangelion.
在创世纪第三章第十五节
makes me sound so smart.
就
but it just means proto the first gospel.
就提到了我们这个第一个的福音，第一个福音。
Because he curses the enemy of God.
因为他诅咒了神的敌人。
And he says, the offspring of Eve will crush your head, and you will crush his heel.
他说女人的后裔要伤你的头你要伤她的脚跟
I will raise up one from her offspring I will raise up I will bring up someone from her seed
我会从她的后裔当中举起
And yeah, you're going to injure him.
你将会伤害他。
You're going to crush his heel.
你会伤他的脚跟。
But he will crush your head to be fatal.
但是他会伤你的头。
You see, right after the fall,
你有没有看到就在这个人类堕落的以后
God promised his rescue.
神就应许了他的拯救。
So even though every relationship with God and with others have been stained and broken by sin,
所以我们看到就是和神的关系和我们人类与人与人之间的关系都被破坏了
God said, I'm going to send my son, the offspring of the woman, to destroy sin and death.
神就说我要派遣我的亲生独子也就是女人的后裔来拯救你们。
Through my son Jesus,
通过我的儿子耶稣
and all of my children who are going to be putting their faith in him,
我所有的孩子那些把信靠耶稣的孩子们
I will redeem their life.
我会拯救他们的生命
I will restore the relationship that they have broken with me.
我会修复这些已破碎的关系
But I'm also going to start to restore all the broken relationships they have in their family.
但是我也会修复他们在他们家庭中所经历的这些破碎。
I will not only heal the brokenness that they have with me.
我不仅仅会修复他们和我已经破碎的关系。
But my desire is to heal the broken relationships they have with their spouse.
我也会修复他们和他们配偶之间的关系。
With their children.
和他们孩子之间的关系。
With their parents.
和他们父母。
With their society.
和整个社会。
Because they will be redeemed.
因为他们会他们会被救赎的
And they will know my way.
他们会知道我的心意
They will know my design for relationships.
他们会知道我对关系我对关系的这个设计
And my heart for the family.
他们也会了解我对家庭的这个心意
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
This is the gospel.
这就是我们的福音
The gospel does not only heal our relationship with God.
我们的福音并不仅仅是修复我们和神的关系
But because our relationship with God is healed
但是因为我们和神的关系修复了以后
God will begin to heal the broken relationships we have with our families
然后呢神就会开始修复我们在家庭当中的破裂的关系
So my question for you today
那么今天呢有一个问题要问你们
is do youDesire for healing.
那你渴望医治吗
Do you desire for your relationship with God to be healed?
你渴望你和神的关系被医治吗
Do you desire for your relationships with your parents, your spouse, your children, and others to be healed?
你渴望你和你配偶、父母、孩子和其他人的关系被医治吗
？Do you desire this？
你渴望这一切吗
？If your answer is yes，
如果你回答是的
，Let me just give us a time of silent prayer。
那如果你的回答是的话，那我们就自己内心安静的祷告。
And I want you to just say to God, God, I desire to be healed.
那我希望你和神说，轻轻地说，神啊，我渴望被医治。
I desire to be healed in my relationship with you.
我渴望我和你的关系被医治。
But I also desire to have all these broken relationships in my family be healed too.
但是我也渴望，就是我在我家庭当中这些破裂的关系被医治。
Can we just have a 1 minute of silence to pray and ask God, God, help us?
那我们就花一分钟的时间，我们自己安静的内心祷告。我们亲爱的天父
，The Creator of the Family，
我们家庭的创造者
，The Designer of the Family，
建造我们家庭的那一位。
Would you help us to trust you in this series？
请你帮助我们在我们听这一系列的时候，请你帮助我们信靠你。
Lord, because only you see the brokenness inside.
主啊，因为我们知道你看到我们内心的破碎。
No one knows really how complex our brokenness is except you.
我们知道除了你其他人看不到这些破碎。
And no one can heal our families unless you heal.
除了你没有其他人能够医治我们。
And so throughout this series,
所以通过这一个系列,
would you help us to look to you and to look to your way?
那请你帮助我们，我们要向你仰望你，要按照你的心意。
Would we reach out to you as you have been reaching out to us?
请你帮助我们向你靠近，因为同时我们知道你也在向我们靠近。
Heal our pain and our brokenness.
我们祈求你医治我们的破碎和痛苦。
Lift us, Father, from our discouragement.
把我们从我们的灰心当中拉出来。
Because our hope is in you.
因为我们的希望是你。
We reach out to you, Jesus.
我们要向耶稣靠近。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Can we sing the last song there? Would that be okay? Would that be appropriate, Mr. Chairman?